Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, the Sportsmen, the Sons of the Pioneers, our guest, the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers, and that international traveler just back from Mexico City, Carlos McCarthy.
Señor,
twist.
Me alegro,
baby.
Verily, Bill. I knew I couldn't say it.
Very well. Thank you, Charlie.
Como está usted?
I imagine so, yes. Estoy muy bien. Estoy magnífico. Estoy terrifico. Estoy. How am I doing?
I'm afraid so.
Very good, Charlie. Well, Edgar, how did you like Mexico City?
It's a wonderful place, buddy.
It is.
Wonderful climate.
Beautiful senoritas, too.
And there's historical buildings, you know, there.
So?
Yes. Beautiful senoritas, too, Charlie.
And there are great works of art there, buddy. Interesting.
Great works of art.
And beautiful senoritas. Oh, well.
Well, you'll remember Mexico.
I'll say I will. Till now, Mexico was only page 10 in my geography.
Charlie. I want to talk to you.
Yes, Dale? What is it, my little muchacha?
What is this about beautiful senoritas?
Mm-hmm. I sort of promised you that, mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, I read a good deal.
I'm waiting.
I'm fishing. What was the question, please?
You know what the question was.
Oh, still the same one, yes. Well, I did talk to one, Dale. One, yes. But everything was perfectly okay. Her duenna was along.
Oh, her duenna?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, duenna, that's Spanish for MP.
Oh. You mean her chaperone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. She's sort of a convoy on the Sea of Love. I forgot to tell you, Dale, I have a present for you from Mexico.
Oh, you have? What is it?
It's a dog.
A dog? How wonderful. What's its name?
Well, I call him Pancho Bergen.
Now, please, Peter.
He's my Mexican hairless chihuahua.
Tell me, Charlie, did you have any trouble with the language down there?
Well, I did it first, Dale. You see, we live on the third floor at our hotel, you know. And every time I got in the elevator and I said trays, you know.
See,
that means third floor.
Yes.
I'd say trays and they'd always let me off at says.
Oh. Well, what did you do, Charlie?
Oh, I fooled them good. I said quattro and walked down one flight.
Johnny
B. Roll. In school, they always used to say,
Johnny got a zero
today.
Kids all laugh at Johnny Zero.
And they would tease him when they play.
Johnny got a zero.
Johnny's got a zero today.
Couldn't concentrate on studies, no.
His mind was always in the sky.
When he grew up, he left his buddies, yeah.
And all they fly.
Till they call him Johnny Zero.
Now all the pilots proudly say,
Johnny got a zero.
He got another zero.
Johnny got a zero, hooray.
Johnny got a zero.
quiet, Miguelito, quiet. Mr. Twist didn't mean to excite you, Miguelito.
What have you got in that box there, Charlie?
What?
What have you got in that box?
Oh, nothing. Something, nothing.
What's in that box now?
Well, it's a bee, if you must know.
A bee?
Yeah.
Oh.
I brought him all the way from Mexico.
Oh, I see.
He's a genuine Mexican bee.
A Mexican bee?
Yeah. He's full of the old Spanish tradition.
Oh, he is.
He's very polite.
Well, it's fine. But he will sting, won't he?
Yes, he will, yes. But yeah, before he stings you, he asks you if you want one or two lumps.
Oh, he does.
Very nice.
Yes, well, now that you've got him, what are you going to do with him?
Oh, what am I going to do? You know, I'm a beekeeper.
Oh, a beekeeper.
Yeah. I'm the Henry Kaiser of the honeycombs.
Oh, you are. Yeah. You're a what?
I'm what you might call a... Well, I'm running a sort of a beery.
No.
Oh, yes, I am.
No.
Why,
you mean an apiary.
What?
An apiary.
Nah. I'm in the bee business, not the monkey business. No.
Charlie, an apiary is a place where bees are kept.
Oh, I see.
And an apiarist is a man who keeps them.
Oh, that's me.
Yes.
I'm Tarzan of the apiary.
Yes.
I got a bee complex.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, and we even have our theme song now.
You have a theme song.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
When the bees start making honey, dear, I'll come home and have the hive.
That will be...
It sounds a little better in B sharp.
Well, I don't think it would sound good anyway.
No. Well, maybe you're right. Mr. Bergen, would you be interested in buying a small bevy of bees?
A small bevy?
Yeah.
No. It's not a bevy of bees.
It isn't a bevy?
No.
Why?
It's swarm.
Hmm?
I say it's swarm.
Shall I open the window?
Oh.
I just had to do it.
Well, I don't think I care for any bees at all.
Well, I'm looking for a customer. Mr. Noble...
I'll get a fall guy someplace.
Yes,
Mr. Noble, would you be interested in having a little honey of your own?
Oh, I'd love to. Is she blonde or brunette?
Yeah. You don't understand, Mr. Noble. I'm running a baboonery.
No.
I'm in the bee business.
Bee business. Yeah. Oh, that's splendid, yes. Well, how's business?
Oh, they're buzzing, cousin. Yeah, they're buzzing. Mr. Noble, if you're interested in going into the bee business,
mm-hmm.
I could let you have a very attractive queen for $5.
Well, of course, if it costs that much, I don't think I could afford a queen bee.
Couldn't afford a queen bee, huh? I could let you have a nice duchess for a buck and a half. Well, why don't you come over to the house and look them over and take your pick?
Has Charlie really got bees around the house?
Well, I don't think he has, no.
You haven't been in your den lately, have you?
Oh, my goodness. My den?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me.
Well, you'd find it out sooner or later.
Charlie, don't tell me that you have bees flying around in my den.
Oh, no, they're not flying around, you might say. I have them in a hive.
Oh, you have them in a hive?
Yeah.
And where is this hive?
Well, I'm using, I don't get mad.
Well, what is it?
I'm using your top hat.
Oh, my top hat. My top hat?
Uh-huh.
I see.
You got bees in your bonnet.
All right. Well, then it's not safe for me to go in my den, is it?
Oh, it's perfectly all right. Just be careful where you sit down.
Oh. I suppose you think that's funny.
Well, it gets a rise out of most people.
Charlie, as usual, you rush into things before you have any knowledge of the subject. The keeping of bees is a scientific study.
Due to hell.
Yes. To be successful, your hive must contain three different types of bees.
Really?
Yes. Now, do you know what they are?
I think so. There's the honeybee, bumblebee, and vitamin bee.
Oh. No, I was thinking of the worker, the queen, and the drone.
Oh, I guess I wasn't. No, I guess you weren't. Now,
do you know that among insects, the bees have developed one of the highest forms of social colonization?
Really?
Yes. And do you know that the queen bee will lay from 2,000 to 4,000 eggs in one day?
Oh, that's wonderful. What are they getting for the eggs these days? I must call my broker and get a quotation.
Well, no wonder they call them busy bees.
Yeah, that's right.
Just think of it, 4,000 eggs in one day.
Yes. That's more eggs than you lay in a week for chasing apples. Mr. Bergen, I know about the queen and I know about the workers.
That's right.
But what is the drone, the droney? I can't figure him out. What does he do? He just sort of loafs around, doesn't he?
Well, the drone is the father of the workers.
Oh, he is?
Yes. And he really does nothing.
Yes.
He's a parasite. He lives off the fruits of the workers.
Parasite.
That's right.
He lives off the others.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Tell me,
Drone Bergen, how very good. Let's get lost in the lilt of a swell new tune, because it's day 11 singing Let's Get Lost.
The party's rather dull, isn't it? We'd love to steal away, wouldn't we? So let's not even ask, should we? Or shouldn't we? Lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost. Let them send out a line. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in this crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mood. Cross off everybody's list to celebrate the night we found each other. Let's get
to good old days in Creeping Girdle, Nevada. Yeah. Had quite a stretch out there. Fellas, I reckon I want to thank you the way you wrecked, the way you for singing that song. That was fine. Little cowboy tune in my honor, I reckon it was.
Charlie, it wasn't in your honor.
It weren't, you say?
No.
It weren't in my honor?
No.
Well, why weren't you?
The boys were singing it for a real cowboy.
Yeah?
Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers?
Yes. Republic Pictures' King of the Cowboys.
First time I ever heard of the King in the Republic.
Hey, now, I heard what you said, partner, and I'm a-resenting it.
Bergen, who is this hombre?
This is Roy Rogers.
Oh, so you're the King of the Cowboys, eh?
That's what folks called me.
Well, folks lie. That's what folks do.
Yeah, now, what you talk, my half-buckaroo? I'm in a mad mood today.
Yeah, what you mad about, partner?
Someone revarmin' stole my irons.
Your shooting irons?
No, my curling irons.
It's a catty trick, that is. And I knows how you feel, too, partner. Where you from, partner?
Oh, all over.
Mind a pretty country up there. What's your brand?
B-Bar-X. What's your brand?
Standard brands, Jason Sand.
Just as I thought, Charlie, I knew you didn't know a thing in the world about the Wild and Woolly West.
I don't know. Why, I'm an old hand at bulldozing, you know.
You're a what?
I say I'm an old cow catcher.
Yeah.
All I need is I'm an old cow rustler.
What? Look out.
Razzler, Roozler, Rizzler.
What are you trying to say, Charlie?
I don't know. I'm talking bow-legged. I'll tell you one thing, partner. I can ride anything with four legs.
You ride? Why, you couldn't even stay on a kitchen table.
Smile when you say that, partner.
All right. I'm smiling. So what?
Mind a pretty teeth you have, mind. I got out of that, didn't I?
Roy, in your adventures in the West, you must have a lot of hair-raising experiences, don't you?
I sure have, Edgar. Should I tell you about the time I fought off 500 Indians single-handed?
No, please don't. Please don't.
All right, I will. There I was with a pistol in each hand and a shotgun in the other.
Just take that a little easy now, boy.
First one Indian bit the dust, then another Indian bit the dust, then another Indian bit the dust.
Hungry rascals, aren't you?
Then I discovered I had one bullet left. How was I to escape?
I don't know. What did you do?
The situation needed some clever thinking.
Oh, I see. You gave up.
No, sir. I confused him.
What'd you do?
I jumped on my horse and rode off in six different directions.
Six? As many as that, huh?
Yep. I was firing and firing and firing at the Indian.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. I thought you said you only had one bullet left.
Well, that's right, but I just kept on using the same one over and over.
Oh. I thought maybe you just shot off a little bit at a time. That's what you call a dribble shot. That's what you call it. If you want to call it, and I don't want to call it. In case you did, that's what it is.
All right, all right. Well, tell me, Roy, did you get away?
Yes, Edgar, I did. Lucky I wasn't killed.
Yeah. Better luck next time.
No.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Yeah, get back. Now it's my turn, fellas. It's my turn.
What do you mean?
I think I got the hang of this stuff now.
Yes?
Stand back, fellas.
All right, go ahead.
We're listening. Go on.
I was out riding the range one day when I came plumbing into a mountain lion.
A mountain lion, eh?
Yeah, a plum mountain lion. He was plumb ugly, he was, too. So I whipped out my plumber.
Oh, shut up.
Well, don't you carry a 44?
Well, you can't go over 35, you know. So, anyway, I whipped it out, and I took careful aim, and with one shot, bang! I got him in the head and in the foot.
Now, wait just a minute. Just a minute, Charlie.
Now,
just a minute. You know you couldn't hit him in both places with one shot.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, what did I say?
Right. You said you got him in the head and in the foot.
Oh. That's good shooting, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. What did you do about it?
How did you do it? Well, that's a darn good shot, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you how I did it.
Yeah.
He was scratching his head at the time.
Well, that's pretty big talk, and in front of a man like Roy Rogers.
Well, so what?
Well, he's earned his reputation with some of the most daring feats ever performed on the screen.
Well, so what?
So what?
Why, he endangers his life a half a dozen times in every picture. Yeah?
Dude.
I know what you mean, too. I heard him sing.
I'm a resentin' that, partner.
Yeah.
Did you see my last picture?
I did. And I'm a resentin' it.
Now, look what you've done, Charlie. You have offended Mr. Rogers.
Well, that's all right, Edgar. I don't mind the boys' dribble.
Well, how am I thanking you, Mr. Rutgers?
Oh, forget it, Charlie. Just to show you I ain't hankering any grudge, I got a job for you in my next picture.
Oh, you need help, huh?
No, I need something to tie my horse to.
Why? Roy, I've seen you capture some mighty tough badmen single-handed without firing a shot.
I know that's a pretty good trick. Now, I'd like to know how you go about doing that.
Well, it isn't hard, Edgar, once you get the hang of it. I can show you how if you want to know.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Well, now, let's see. Who could we use for a subject?
A subject? Well, I suppose we get one around here.
Well, let's see. Is there a Batman in the house?
Yes, any kind.
Is there a good man in the house? Is there a man in the house?
I think I know.
Say, how about that fellow over there, the one with the funny legs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Ray Noble. What's the matter with his legs?
Well, shucks, they go straight up and down.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I'll get him.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah, what is it?
Here he comes. I want you to meet him.
I'll surprise you.
Actually, did you want to see me, fellas? Reach for the ceiling, partner. Say, I hope you can't try and all that sort of thing, but I think I'm tall enough to reach it.
No, no, you don't understand, Ray. This is Roy Rogers, the famous Western star.
Oh, well, of course. I say, this is very exciting. I've never had the opportunity to converse with a cow person before.
Say, Mr. Noble, I don't suppose you ever tried your hand at cow punching.
Cow punching? Oh, dear, no, I can never bring myself to strike one of those gentle beasts. Of course, I'm just utterly mad about the Wild West.
Yeah.
Especially that character named, wait a minute, Bison William.
Yes.
Bison William?
Yes.
Is that a book, you see?
Oh, no, everybody knows Bison William.
Bison William?
Oh,
Bison?
Yes, yes.
Bison William?
Yes, Bison William.
Bison William?
Oh, and I was a boy, yes.
Bison you William. Don't mean Buffalo Bill.
The old bloater, I remember him.
Yeah.
Oh, I say, incidentally.
Milk that
wrong
we could get, didn't we?
I say, incidentally,
yeah.
Have you heard of what the cowboy said to his pants?
No. What did the cowboy say to his pants?
Wait a minute, here it comes. Haven't I seen you chaps someplace before? Charlie, good.
Ray, are you busy?
No.
Well, then, get out of here. I'd like to visit your ranch sometime. Do you think that could be arranged?
Well, I'd like to have you come out, Edgar.
Thank you.
I didn't know you were interested in riding.
Oh, yes.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. I'm quite a lover of horses. You?
Yes.
Lover of horses?
Oh, yes.
Is that why you ride with your arms around their neck?
Oh, now, wait.
Well, I can understand your feeling about horses, Ed. Now, you take my horse, Trigger, for instance. Well, he's more than a horse to me. He's my bread and butter.
Yes, I believe that.
And the way things are going, he may be your steak and horse burger.
Careful now, Charlie. Now, take it easy. I love my horse. He's just like one of the family.
Well, you know your family better than I do.
I
resented it first.
There's only one way to put a stop to this foolishness, partner.
Yeah, what do you mean? What's that you're drawing there, bud?
Don't worry. It's only my guitar.
Oh, your guitar. What's the idea?
Well, nowadays, cowboys have to be quick on the draw. The guy who gets his guitar out first gets to sing.
I know what you mean by that. I heard of a cowboy who fell and broke his guitar.
What happened?
Bad shooting.
Oh.
Well, I've got four notches on my guitar, and I'm hankering to put another on right now.
Well, go ahead, Hank. But I want you to know I'm the resentment. Ah, those wide open spaces with a sky for a blanket. You lie awake at night and listen to the cattle rustling. Sing me a song, partner, while I throw another horse on a fire.
Well, I'll do that, Charlie. Me and the Sons of the Pioneers, we'd like to do a little song about the life of the West.
22 days born, I go riding,
yippee-yay.
Over the wide open plains I roam,
yippee-o.
Till the sun to the hills goes hiding,
yippee-yay.
There will always be someone glad when I come home,
yippee-yay, yippee-o.
In the day, home we go.
For a cowboy has to sing,
Lord-dee.
And a cowboy has to yell,
Lord-dee.
Or his heart would break inside of him
at the gates of the home corral. The tired pony glad that it's over.
Yippee-ay.
With a song in my heart, so am I.
Yippee-o.
For tonight with a dream and a clover.
Yippee-ay.
And we always will until the day we die.
Yippee-ay. Yippee-o.
cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him
at the gates of the home corral. Now the long day is through on the prairie,
P.A.
There's a low-hanging sun in the sky,
P.O.
And the home corral we will tarry,
P.A.
And we'll sing of the roundups in the days gone by,
P.A.
In the day, home we go.
For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him
at the gates of the home.